Mary, tell us, how did you meet Dr. Gary Schwartz, and tell us about the testing procedure?
Okay, well, like I said, Gary, I gave Gary a reading, Dr. Schwartz a reading, and then he came to New York, and we did more. The first one was on the phone, and then he came to my house on Long Island. We did one in my office, another reading, and then he said he was going to set up me reading about 10, 15, maybe even 20 different psychologists, psychiatrists, whatever they were, a lot of skeptics, and I would do double-blind studies. And that was, they would call me, I would not know who they were, maybe just a first name, and give them readings. And they would test them, you know, point, minus one, point, whatever, however they do it scientifically on how accurate it is on not only on their who they were, what they did. I knew nothing of these people. I didn't know what kind of jobs they had, what they didn't have. Just in they came, and they were just cool. And there was about 20 of them. And then one day he called me. We did this for about 2 years. So it wasn't like overnight kind of thing.
Right, okay.
And then one day he called and says, there's something very special that I'd like you to do. And he says, it's another double-blind study. He says, but I'm not going to tell you if it's a man or a woman. I said, fine. He says, I'm not going to tell you the person's name at all. Nothing. You're going to get nothing. I said, fine. He said, I have two other psychics that are going to be doing this with you. You're not going to know who they are either. It wasn't like I couldn't. We were going to be all different places.
Yeah, so you couldn't share information.
We couldn't share any information. So I said, fine. He says, what I want you to do is meditate on the person of who you're going to read. And not knowing anything about the person, and give me information on their lost loved ones, as well as information for the here and now. And I'll call you back on, let's say, 2 weeks from now, and you give me what you have.
So it gave you 2 weeks to work on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And to mentally work on it. And then he called me up on that day. I did not speak to the person. And Gary gets on the phone, and it was on, he says, Mary, you're on speaker. This is going to be audio and digitally recorded. He said, on his side.
Right.
And to have everybody know, just to have it down documented that I was not there and, you know, whatever it was. I said, fine. He says, read us what you have. Because we were supposed to meditate and get
jot
pages
everything
on
down.
It.
Okay.
And I had about 4 or 5 pages. And after I gave the information, I said, the person I'm reading, I feel like I see MD or PhD, which leads me to believe it's a doctor. Or it goes by the name Doctor. I'm seeing Gandhi. I said, I'm seeing the white outfit of Gandhi. I'm seeing India. I said, so the person I'm feeling makes me feel has some kind of India background. And I went on and on for pages like that. And then finally I said, this has got to be a man. He's a doctor. I'm seeing that. And also I'm seeing, tells me, a loved one who's crossed over shows me, he puts his hand directly to his throat and he tells me he's the uncle of this man, and that he, before his passing, he had no vocal cords, and that they were removed because of cancer, but he lived a long time with this. It wasn't like 6 months before or a year before. He may have lived a couple of years or many years without vocal cords, and then cancer finally took him. And that's when I heard a voice, other than Dr. Schwartz.
Right.
And it was Deepak Chopra.
Oh, my gosh.
And he says, okay, that's enough. That was my uncle. That was the double blind study was with Deepak Chopra. And that's why Dr. Chopra wrote the little blurb on the front of my book.
That's right. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Mary Occhino is extraordinary.
I was like, whoa. And then I heard his voice. I was like, oh my God, how lucky am I to have that opportunity? But I'm glad it's better to me, a psychic or a psychic medium, a psychic medium is a psychic. Not all psychics are psychic.
You're a psychic first, right?
Right, right. But it's always better for either a psychic or a psychic medium to know nothing about a person, I believe. Nothing, absolutely nothing about a person before the reading.
No, you know, you're right. I've talked with Hans Christian King. He calls himself a psychic medium as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also talked to a lot of psychics who are not mediums. They'll admit they're not mediums, that they don't communicate with the other side.
Right.
That, you know, primarily they're looking at future events and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely right. And there aren't a lot of you, Mary. There's, there really isn't.
No, I know there isn't. I would say there are a lot of people that say they are now because it's like it's the in thing.
It is the in thing right
it's
now.
It's the in thing. But I'm not knocking. I'm not saying that people can't try to be. But it's to be accurate in what you're doing and to really, it's got to be your life's work. And that's the only thing that I really get annoyed with. I get hurt for the people who are calling, not calling me, calling other people that really haven't. I'm not judging them, but for the frauds that are out there, and they're preying on these people. They're not even really trying.
What's the percent of frauds out there, Mary?
Oh, I would say it's probably 60%.
You know what? And I would have guessed maybe even higher.
I'm being kind.
You are.
I'm being kind. And I always tell a person there are good psychic mediums out there, but always go by word of mouth who recommended them.
Of course, the amazing Randy would say the percentage is 99.99999% frauds. He might even say 100%.
Well, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, my mother always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, Mary, say nothing. So I'm pleading the fifth here.
All right. Was Deepak Chopra, he's been on the program before, was he impressed by the fact that you saw someone of Indian descent?
No.
Or the vocal cords portion?
The vocal. It was because it was the whole picture, but it was more because I had, and Gary was also, and in fact they actually put it into a medical journal.
You're in Gary's new book.
I'm in Gary's, a few of Gary's
yes.
books. I'm in the paperback version of the If-Life Experiments and The Truth About Medium. That's his new book, The Truth About Medium.
Right.
And that's about the experiment with these, and Alison Dubois from the show, The Medium. She was one of the other psychics.
Exactly. Exactly.
And Laura Campbell, which I've never met any of them.
Would you like to?
Sure.
What psychic medium would you like to meet if you could only meet you, a psychic medium, but you could only meet one?
John Edward.
Why?
Well, I met him I met him at 17. He gave me a reading when he was 17 years old at a psychic fair for $15.
He was 17 years old?
17 years old, the only boy there giving readings, and he was the most accurate and it was very funny, and it was like, I believe in total synchronicity and coincidence. I believe there is no such thing as coincidence. I believe that in my book, Signs of the Dove, that's what signs are. Signs are two coincidences that happen. You go, aha, uh-huh, oh, wow, isn't that something? Two of them that happen is a miracle waiting to happen.